So, some of you may know that I've been interviewing candidates, the girls applying to the high school. And one of the interview questions that I sometimes ask students is, look, some of you may even remember, I have like a bunch of different posters on my wall. And I ask them to choose one that they like and one that they have a question about. And one of the most common questions that people choose that they don't understand is, I have a saying on my wall that says, can anybody guess which one people have questions about?
Hineni.
Okay, I get a lot on Hineni. Okay. The what? The Mount Everest one, right? There are 5 base camps to Everest. It's like a very strange quote. Also doesn't have a person. I kind of put it there myself. So that one is a story. I remember taking a class at the Harvard Principal's Center, and there was someone from the Harvard Business School was giving a case study about people who went to Everest. And the people who went to Everest, I think there's a first question, which is, like, why do people choose to climb the hardest, most difficult mountain in the world? Like, it's hard, right? Like, why would I want to go up that mountain? I could just stay home. I could exercise on my elliptical. I could go to the gym. If you want to work hard, there are many ways to work hard. But to go Everest, and I think there's something special there. It's like Everest is, it's there's something to say, I've chosen the hardest, most difficult mountain in the world. So what does it mean that there are 5 base camps? There's the story, there are many, many stories of people who tried to go to Everest. There was one story of a group of people who tried to go to Everest. And they were experienced people. They knew how to climb. They knew what to do. They went with a whole team. And they died. They didn't make it up. And many people have been studying that story to try to figure out what were their mistakes, what did they do wrong. And they made many, many mistakes. It would take us about 2 hours to unpack that Everest story. And one day maybe we can. You can nudge me, I have this story, the case study at home. It's a very, very interesting story. But one of the things that struck me when I was listening to that case study is that there are 5 base camps. In order to get to the top, you need to go. You have to stop at a base camp all the way up the mountain. You have to stop. And at that base camp, you need to eat. You need to drink. You need to relax. You need to refuel. And once you do that, your body gets ready. It acclimates. And then it goes to the next one. And then you keep on climbing. And then there's another base camp. And then there's another base camp. And this group was, for whatever reason, at one point late. And they were worried and they wanted to make Everest with a specific amount of time, and they skipped one of the base camps and they died because they didn't have enough energy and enough fuel to be able to get up to the mountain, and they actually just collapsed almost at the top. And so I have this in my office. What do you think the message is?
Don't
skip steps. Okay. Number one, you have a lot of steps. Okay. What else? Take breaks, right? Like, we want to achieve great things. We want you to go and have goals for the Everest, right? You don't want to say, whatever, I'm going to have little goals. I'll just walk down the street and I got my exercise. No. You want to achieve great things. But part of that is planning it. There's a system. There's a study schedule. There are layers to it. There are breaks. There's taking care of your whole everything. And it's a process. It doesn't mean you should sit around and sleep. If you sit around and sleep and you're not doing the process, and you're also not, right? There's a study schedule. But there are base camps. There's a process. And I particularly like that because also, if you notice, even in building a school, very often, like, people expect, well, this school has this and this school has that. And I'm like very patient. I'm like, I know how this works. It takes years. And it's going to be wonderful along the way, but it's a process. And it takes time. And you can't just snap your fingers and say, wait, how come I don't have a 12th grade now? No, no, no. You can't just start with four grades. It's a process. Right? So I think that in life, sometimes we have these very big goals. I want to be a doctor. I want to be a lawyer. I want to be this. I want to be that. Great. You should have high goals. But recognize that to get there, it's sometimes a very long road. And you want to plan and understand that road. This week is a week where you've been very involved in finals and you've been working hard. And we have this most beautiful, inspirational booklet of trying to motivate you. And if you noticed, there's one quote in the front that we put up separate where it says, don't stop trying. See how far you could go. Right? That was the background, which I personally love because if you remember, we're running, right? We're always stretching. We're always going far. We're always saying how far we could go. And you want to always push your limits. And in the middle of that, there's a circle, there's a shoe, and it says there's a pathway. And there's a reminder there that says, V'halachta bidrachav. You should walk in his path. 1 minute, it's finals. We're studying math, we're studying history, we're studying this, we're studying that. We're working, we're stretching ourselves. But what are we stretching ourselves for? And I think that the core message and the core value of our school is that v'halachta bidrachav, that whenever, you should never forget that you should be working hard. We always work hard. We have a belief in amelut b'Torah, that to achieve anything great, if somebody says, I worked hard and I didn't work, I got something and I didn't work hard, I'll tell them, don't believe them. But if they worked hard, we believe you. We have a value that you should be stretching yourself. See how far you could go. Stretch your limits. But also remember that our ultimate goal is to stretch yourself always in your avodat shamayim, in your character, in your midot, in your yirat shamayim, in your growth as a human being. Because if somebody says, I'm just going to work on the math and the science and the history and the English, but they don't think about who they are as a human being, you kind of miss the entire boat. So this week's parsha is a parsha of Makot. Rabbi Leibowitz asked a very interesting question, and I thought it was fun. How come the frogs don't have a very big reward, but the dogs have a big reward? Okay, so we're talking about animals, there's a lot of different fun things, but the frogs jumped into the furnace. We don't see any place that we have a big reward for the frogs. But I don't know if you know, but there's a big bracha that was given to the dogs because of Yitzhak Mitzrayim. The dogs did not bark. L'chol b'nei Yisrael, lo yecharatz kelo l'shono, that the b'nei Yisrael, that the dogs did not bark as Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim. And because of that, the Gemara says that whenever you have an extra piece of meat, you should throw it to the dog. If they make a mistake with shechita, they could throw it to the dog. Like whatever it is, we're always appreciative to the dogs because, so the Rabbi Leibowitz asked, like, I don't understand. The frogs jumped into the fire. That wasn't big enough. Why didn't they get a reward? The answer is that the frogs by nature are actually not scared of fire. It's not a big deal for them. It wasn't hard for them. Big deal. They jump everywhere. Frogs here, frogs jump everywhere. You know that song? Yes. Everybody learns that with it. So they were jumping everywhere, but the dogs, that actually is counter to their nature. What do dogs do? Whenever they see anything strange, they bark. For them to not bark because they understood that this was what Hashem wanted was counter to their nature. It was almost as if they were working on their midot. And that is a message also that when you want, like we all believe in the schar v'onesh. We believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu rewards us. And sometimes when things are difficult in life and we try to work on things and we try to pray, we try to do this, sometimes you could take on, and we have a Masorah, you could take on something difficult for you and work on it and show Hashem, you know what, I'm really working on this because I care, because I want to do something and I want to work on our midot. And Dafka, if you look at the other Makah, the Makah of Barad, Barad is fire and water and they went together. The nature of fire and water is that they don't go together. But Rashi says what happened, they went together, la'asot ritzon Hashem, in order to be able to do the will of Hashem. And I think sometimes in our lives, when things are difficult, to be able to recognize, sometimes my nature is, I'm not in the mood of davening. I don't feel like it. I don't want to do this. I want to speak Lashon Hara. I don't feel like cleaning up today. I'm tired. I worked very hard this week. I don't want to help. Right? Like, we have nature sometimes where we don't want to do something. The message of the Makot is, work on your nature. That's why Hashem is bringing the nature together. Work on yourself. And the message of Judaism is, and I have another sign in my room, and I mentioned it to you last week also, seek greatness. How can you become great? As JFK says, in our lives, this is another poster in a different time from a different room. We go to the moon and we do many other things, not because they are easy. Anybody know? But because they are hard. We choose challenges in our life. We don't just choose the easy challenges, because then they're not challenges. Remember, if your heartbeat, if you're not sweating, you're not really doing anything. But if you work really hard, if you work on your midot, if you do things that are challenging, that's where you see some of the greatest reward. So this week, I know it's been a challenging week. I want you to appreciate the hard work that you've put in. And I want you to remember that the ultimate goal as Jews is to always try to take that avoda that we're doing, that difficulty of working hard, of whether it's at the gym or whether it's in studying or etc., and say, how can I also work on my midot that I could become the best person that I could be, that I could become truly a great person and do ason ritzon Hashem. May we all see the geula, shleima, the karov. Have a wonderful Shabbat. Good luck on your finals.